Welcome to Left Hand Back End Podcast, episode 41. Max Jensen, guest episode number 2. Congrats, Max. Welcome to the club.
I heard everyone wanted me back.
That's begging. That's awesome. I didn't hear any of that, so that's really cool.
You didn't hear that?
No, was it underground stuff or what?
Yeah, it was pretty low key. I think that's what caused TikTok to kind of fall off, was that I wasn't kind of around.
We agreed to it, and now it's back. Is that right?
I mean, the events line up.
We can neither confirm nor deny the validity of these statements. However, they are accurate. Jeff, why don't you tell us what you got going on?
Well, I have to start this now because otherwise I won't have enough time and it's going to hurt. As few words as possible, Lincoln and I made our bet. And unfortunately, I have already lost. I actually lost even earlier than the most recent game. And I am now completely out of the running because I have too few possible points at this point, which is really embarrassing, which is how it feels in March Madness. So, what I have done is purchase an entire Sprite 2-liter, as per my word.
Zero sugar.
I lost. This is a zero sugar, so I think it still counts. Extremely fizzy, though. And I will have to drink this all today.
Is it room temp, or did you cool it down?
It's room temp. I have a tiny bit of ice in here just to kind of help, but honestly,
it's one ice cube.
It's three. But I don't want it to make too much ice, but I want it to be just a tiny bit of that texture so that it doesn't throw me off. Like, a whole glass of no texture, just straight, like, I can't do that.
Okay.
So well, I
will throw out something real quick for you before you take your first sip.
Okay.
Do you want to go double or nothing, Chiefs Bills?
1,000% no. There's no doubling this. I can barely do this.
We should have him eat a banana after this.
No.
Isn't Jeff loves eating bananas.
If you eat two bananas before and then chug a Sprite, you'll die.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like scientifically proven that everyone's died doing that.
Cool. Well, let's not do that.
Multiple deaths.
All right.
Well,
Max, welcome back to the episode, brother. We got a fun one planned for us. I got a question of the pod. Max has got our fact of the week, and then we'll roll with the seggies, roll with the draft per usual. How's that first sip taste, Jeff?
It's really good.
Yeah, good.
Let's remember it. And so that's a lot of extra liquid.
It wasn't that much.
It's like the cheesecake, where, like, the first couple bites, like, were good, but I knew that it wasn't going to be good, so I couldn't enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Like, this is tasty, and I made sure that I was thirsty today. So that at least the first few...
Thirsty Stanley?
You thirsty to Stanley, you nuts? Okay.
The fourth.
Okay, well...
Okay, question of the pod. And I'm just going to direct this to Max first, while Jeff's enjoying his glug-glug there. Would you rather go out in a blaze of glory, die in your sleep, or some other freak accident? Like, how would you prefer to call it quits in this here wild ride we call life?
How old am I? Is it tomorrow?
55.
55?
Yep.
55, it can't be in my sleep. That's boring. That's not right. Because I'm young.
Like, what's your ideal way that you want to go? Do you want to be a hero? Do you want to die in a car crash?
When I'm in the prime of my life.
Their prime? It's 55?
There's burp one.
I'm surprised I haven't burped more yet.
At 55, I think the way to go out is saving someone.
Okay, so you'd rather die a hero than live long enough to see yourself become the Chiefs.
Exactly.
That's what we all feel.
Yeah.
Actually, in as few words as possible, a couple weeks ago, there was a situation where I heard cries for help in the middle of the night. And I went out to go see, and my only thought was, I hope I don't get shot right now.
Wow.
So in Houston. When I'm 55, my thinking is going to be a little different. I think I will... be wishing for a swift and beautiful end.
Okay. Jeff, what about you?
I think it's going to be later tonight.
What was the question again? I missed it.
What? You're 55 years old. How do you want to die? In a blaze of glory, in your sleep. How do you want to call it quits?
I want to get in a big argument with Emily and then storm out and then get killed in a car accident. Just, okay, maybe not.
Okay.
I think
the police suspect her because your neighbors heard shouting.
No, I'd rather
And then Emily gets arrested. Killed in prison.
I'd rather do it where I'm on a plane and I see someone trying to take over the plane as a hostage situation. And then I ended up running up, I tackle him, and in the process of killing him, he shoots me, but they can't land in time, and they die, but I saved the whole plane of people. I'd rather go that way.
Nice.
In glory.
Nice.
That sounds
I'm
listening to a little too much Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
All right, two cups down.
He claims that 9/11 never would have happened if he was on the plane.
I mean, that's probably true. Let's be honest.
That's crazy.
But as Sean McDermott once rallied the Buffalo Bills team together, he said that the crew on 9/11 had to work together as a team to execute their plan.
That's how much is left in the bottle right now. I'm on my third cup.
Dude, that's not bad. That's easy.
It's not bad, but this is going to be my third cup, and it's hurting right now.
Oh, okay.
I just chugged two of them, so.
I mean, we didn't.
Okay.
I feel like this is probably easier than the cheesecake, but.
You're doing better than I thought.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're doing good.
The first two are easy. I knew that. It's these last four that are going to hurt. Okay, well.
That's what she said.
That's a. Or he said. Along those lines, we actually have. Oh, excuse me. This hurts. I can feel the pressure building. Oh, no.
Great heavens.
Oh, no. Ah, it hurt. Sorry, it smells like pizza. Help me. Okay. We have a surprise for Lincoln.
Oh, yes.
It's
sweet, huh?
It's from the pizza from earlier. Okay. We went and had a yummy pizza. I had a surprise for you. We wanted to do this for you because we did the Pringles trying podcast that we haven't been able to post, but we did do it. And while I was at Costco, I saw this pack of six Pringles. They had three different types, and it was a pack of total six. And they had a pizza, they had an original, and then they had a Costco exclusive only flavor.
What?
And it is
sick.
Loaded hot dog.
Gross.
I know, so we have to try it live on this. We're going to try it. We're going to rate it 1 through 10 and see if we can do it. So we're going to try this. We're going to get a smell test first.
Yeah, the smell test is the thing I was most scared of with all of our flavors.
Some of them.
And once I knew it was a bad one, I was like, I'm not even smelling it. I'm just going to throw it in my mouth. Pause.
Smell test first. This is loaded hot dog from Costco. And there's the picture.
Okay.
Here we go, Max. What do you get? Let me smell.
I smell potato chips and like a hint of
a little vinegar,
ketchup, mustardy.
Yeah,
it smells like mostly like potato chips.
No beef, no hot dog beef. It's just condiments. Okay.
There's
grill marks. Let's be honest. Are hot dogs actually meat?
Grill marks. Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do two chips at a time because that's the only way to get good flavor.
Did they give you a soda with these?
No. This was not soda. Okay, here we go.
Dude, the ASMR crunch is coming through. Pause.
Really?
Do you make it closer?
Yeah, it's good.
Hmm.
Wait.
Interesting.
Wait, are you guys related?
Do we look related?
Maybe a little. Only related by size. Okay. What does it taste like? It's actually really light. It's not very strong at all. It's very potato chip forward.
Like more barely, stronger like or weaker than our first all dressed container.
Little bit weaker. A little bit.
Yeah.
Wow. Darn.
Very much like the smell where you get mostly potato.
A tiny bit.
A hint of what I would say does taste like hot dog. I can taste that beef.
And it's more ketchup-y. I don't know. This is like a 4 out of 10. This is like, it's so basic. There's nothing horrible about it, but it's not good. It's not like the chili cheese fries.
I give it a 5.
Oh, that cat food.
All right, would you rather have that or original?
Probably this than original. I really don't like original. It's way too basic.
But, okay, you're on a road trip. Emily says, hey, I got 2 mini Pringles. This flavor or original. Which are you picking?
This one.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just over the top. Is this wine?
Cheers.
A wine tasting?
I'm getting an oaky nuttiness.
Oh.
Oh, there's nutty, all right.
I thought you said Lincoln's never seen a movie in his life.
I'm detecting nuttiness. Ratatouille is one of his favorite movies of all time.
We watched it this week. Yeah, love it. Ratatouille. And that also, that plus Murder on the Orient Express series has inspired my French accent that I've been
rolling with. The French accent, the Wimbenyama is...
The ratatouille
is... We surrender.
Is a peasant dish. What is this?
Yeah. You saw the Wimbenyama play the basketball in the Paris today and...
In the Paris Express. All right. Well, you got a fact of the week for us, Max, right?
I do. And it's quite a fact. It's a sports fact, sports related.
Okay.
It is about the legendary Larry Fitzgerald.
Ooh. I love Fitzy.
Kind of an astonishing feat. The man caught over 1,400 passes in his life. He only dropped 29 passes.
Dang.
And he had 41 tackles. So in his career as a wide receiver, he had more tackles by a pretty wide margin than dropped passes.
That's insane.
A wide receiver on offense.
98% catch rate.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's his team fumbling and getting interceptions and him being the guy tackling said defender.
Too bad he couldn't tackle James Harrison.
That's cold.
That was rude.
You didn't have to go there.
You just lost all Arizona listeners.
That's accurate, but they also agree with me. They're hurt, but they know it's true.
They might not even be here anymore.
They probably tuned off. After Jeff's second burp.
It hurts. This is a lot of soda. I can feel it. It's like...
Back in the throat. Pulping.
Pulping. Does it go?
Outrageous fun.
All right, that's glass number 3.
I'm not a big drinker, but when people say that...
My father
was
a drinker.
I always wonder how that's possible because I couldn't drink that much
water let
alone.
Is it because it's dry? Is it because it's like a dry?
I don't know how
it's not like wet where you feel so full from it. Like it makes you thirstier, so you just drink.
It's not that wet.
Okay.
Oh yeah, freaking wet.
Oh yeah. Well, okay, I'm down to this after pouring though, so this is probably.
Congrats, Jeff.
A little bit.
That's great.
Oh no.
Okay, well, in relation to my Q-tip this week.
When did I agree to this?
I bet the smell is amazing.
Dude, it stinks. I can smell it myself. Oh.
In relation to my Q-tip this week, I have some facts from 2024 death rates.
Okay.
So, I'm going to ask you 3 different questions, and you will both have to determine what killed more people. So first, we have selfies or shark attacks in 2024?
Definitely selfies.
It feels like a trick question.
Sharks don't kill people.
I'll tell you, shark-related attacks were at 90 in 2024. So are selfies more or less than that?
More. People are idiots.
More.
Selfies are way more.
Are they shark-related attacks or shark-related deaths at 90?
Deaths.
Yeah, attacks.
Not attacks, deaths.
That's more than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more than I thought, too.
I did see a lot of people jumping off of cruise ships this year.
Oh, I love it. You guys are both correct. There were 140 deaths from people taking selfies.
140?
140.
Reported deaths.
Correct. More. Correct.
Probably a lot of it.
Okay, next we have lightning strikes or skydiving.
Say again?
Lightning strikes or skydiving.
Ooh.
I did see a lot of people jump. Oh, that's funny.
I'm gonna base my answer off of recent weather events.
This is 2024.
Feeling like they've increased. I'm going with lightning strikes.
Okay, Jeff.
I have a feeling that it is. I feel like skydiving really doesn't have that many, so I feel like lightning strikes is more common.
You are both correct. It was 12 to 10.
Oh,
so very, very, very close battle here.
Lightning was more.
Yeah. And the final one is how many people died from these accidents?
I'm so sorry. That smells so bad.
Yeah, how's that hot dog Pringle taste?
That's so bad coming back up with that burp. It's a burping from like my lower intestine.
Gross.
Your next one's about to be death by birth.
The final one is bathroom related accidents or falling coconuts.
What?
Oh shoot.
There's no way it's falling coconuts. Bathroom's way more.
No,
I'll tell you this.
I've heard a lot of people
falling coconuts 150.
So it's over or under that?
So do you think bathroom accidents are more or less than
bathroom
that?
Bathroom accidents for me are still, there's no way, there's way too many people to go in
the
bathroom.
I mean, there's like a lot of, there's a lot of slippage in the bathroom. In so many ways. There's gotta be bathroom.
You didn't have to word it like that.
It's gotta be bathroom.
You two are both correct. It was over 300.
Oh my word.
So it was more than double the coconuts.
Yeah.
But still, 150 deaths from coconuts? That's more than 150? Shark attacks.
You go tell your family, you got clung by coconut. Like, what? Like, that's all you gotta say?
Brother, how your cousin die? Falling coconut. Smash head.
You're being so racist, it's not even funny. You're not even hiding it. That's so bad.
That's his Hawaiian.
Like Moana, coconut.
Actually, no. I was being Tongan.
That was Tongan.
Now they're gonna be
it's
so
over.
Mad.
You're done. You're canceled. That guy on the Chiefs, the Samoan guy, is coming after you.
No, oh, he's Samoan.
Samoan.
I would never make fun of King Husumataia, but
oh, dude.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Thank you. Okay, that was my. A quick little segment. It was only three battles, but yeah. Anyways, interesting facts from 2024.
I'm just like sipping now.
I feel like I need to be more worried about things.
Like coconuts
so
falling
much
on
can
you.
Kill me.
I did see a lot of people jumping off cruise ship.
And then your little look like it's just like that was so good.
Also, how many people did you see jumping off cruise ships?
It was enough for me to notice that it was happening.
It was like, why is this happening?
What, you went down to Galveston?
It wasn't in person.
I know, it's just what
like
I'm imagining.
Oh, there's another one.
He's just down at the beach in Galveston in that poop sand water. And there's just binoculars out there looking. Honey, there's three more jumpers.
They're all swimming back. That was not a good idea.
They go, ah, falling coconut.
sharks, coconuts, lightning.
Then they go to the bathroom and clean themselves up, and that's how they die.
Oh, yeah. After all that, they avoided slippage. Every other incident.
It was slippage.
Slippage.
Oh, man. Jeff, you got a segment for us. How's that Sprite taste?
I'm getting down to the...
You know, I really actually want some Sprite right now. That sounds super good.
That's why I waited, because I knew, I was like, I really want to
crave
this.
How much do you have left? Show us.
Well, besides that cup I just showed you, this is how much I've got. It's more than it looks. It's more than it looks. That's a good chunk, and I'm feeling bad right now.
You know what I think we should have done, Max? We should have made him buy a six-pack of just, like, the regular bottles, because I think those would have been worse carbonation.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Because every time he opens this, it gets a little easier.
Yeah, a little easier. A little more watered down.
Watered down? No, it's just a little less fizzy.
Yeah,
a little less. It still sucks how much liquid it is. I actually think it's easier to do this.
Does it suck?
Don't say sucks.
I think it's easier to do this than it is to do plain water. Like, room temp water, sure. I think I wouldn't be able to do with this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The flavor makes it easier. Anyway.
What about Bob?
Corona? I don't know.
What about Bob, though?
I don't know.
What about Bob Blah Blah?
Stone.
I'm a sailor. I sail.
Nice. Well, you're a crook, Captain Hook.
Well, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Nice. Well done, well done. All right, Jeff, get into it.
Okay. We've got a segment. This is actually a little competition. I wanted to do, yes. Because there's you two together.
Don't say you two.
This is actually a word competition, which I think you are also more... Sorry, I have so many burps just between you waiting to come up every time I talk.
Oh, my God.
It's so
dumb. That one actually smelled like a hot dog, so maybe the Pringles.
The Pringles, stronger hot dog coming back out than it is to go in.
I think one of my favorite things in life is Jeff just howling.
That is one of my favorite things
in life. Like when that video of who was it that Max was narrating the Rocket League battle for?
Oh, when you were doing Jayden. It for Jayden and Devin. I'm laughing so hard because that was, he's like, oh, Ben, Jayden goes up, and then Jayden's like, it's like, you want, it's 5-1.
You're trash.
It's 5-1 and you want to blame the family. And I just said, and he's like,
we rewatched that like 5 times while I was in San Antonio.
It's like, shut up. You just suck. And he's like, what did you just say?
Don't blame your family. You're losing 5-1.
The most goated line, Max. We were laughing for another 3 minutes after that video.
Oh, my goodness. That was funny. All right, get into this segment. It's taking like 10 minutes to get into this.
And I have to drink stuff, too, so I'm trying to do both.
Okay, shoot.
So this segment is called the, let's see, let's scroll down. This is called the Insane Chain. Okay?
Ooh, love these.
The Insane Chain. All right, what that means is you're each going to get a chance. I'm going to send one, like, we'll have Lincoln. What, we'll have Lincoln do it, or should we send Max out first? Let's, who wants to go first? Which one of you wants to go first?
That would be Max's choice.
You want to go first or you want to defer to Lincoln?
I'll defer.
Okay, so it's going to be Lincoln. So Max is going to go out of the room, and he's going to go in the other room first, okay? So that way he can't hear anything. Lincoln, you're going to have a game. I can't show you until we do it so that there's no hints or anything for either of you, okay? You're going to see this list, and it's a chain list. So there's going to be the first word's going to be shown, and then the next word
first,
is going to have the first
letter for all of them.
And then the line underneath it is how long that word is, okay? And you're
so
just gonna,
are we doing speed or are we doing...
Speed. You get five free letters. So if you get stuck, you can ask for a letter.
All right, let's go.
Okay? So you have five of them. I'll keep track and we'll just see how fast it goes. And I'll have a timer on my end, unless you want to time it.
Let's go.
Okay? All right. We're ready?
Yep.
Okay, Max.
And I don't get a...
You can't see it at all first. Okay. That way you don't get anything spoiled, and then when you come back, we'll do it for you, and then you can do it, and then you'll be good to go, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Ciao. Right, wait for him to get...
Alright, you sharing your screen?
Yeah.
Okay. Ciao. Ciao, bella.
Ciao, bella. Okay. So, let's get my timer set. Okay, you tell me when you're ready, okay? Can you see the screen?
I can see the screen.
Okay, I'll scroll down, and that's when we'll start. Okay?
All right, let's go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Christmas time. Christmas tree.
Tree's correct.
Next. Tree house.
Tree house, correct.
House. Give me a letter.
I.
House. House fight? Give me another letter.
R.
What, should I not get this? House.
It's easy.
First. House.
Nope.
F-I.
F-I-R.
House.
There's one more
house
letter.
Fire.
House fire, correct.
Fire T, fire truck.
Correct.
Truck stop.
Correct.
Stop short.
No.
Stop. Stop sign.
Correct.
Sign up.
Correct.
Up down.
Nope, it's shorter.
Up dog.
Correct.
Dog poop.
Nope.
Dog paw.
Nope.
Dog paddle. Dog. Give me a letter.
A.
Dog pack?
Nope.
Dog pound? Dog. What?
So I have two more letters if you need.
P-A.
It's not very long.
Yeah. Dog. And it's dog pack. Am I close? Dog.
You're close.
Dog park. Duh.
Dog park.
Park bench.
Correct.
Bench. Give me a letter.
R.
Bench press.
Correct. You have one more letter.
Press down.
Correct.
Down and distance. Down and dirty.
Correct.
Dirty dancing.
Correct.
Dancing scene.
Nope.
Dancing, give me a letter.
H.
Dancing show. Dancing.
Nope.
Do I have another letter?
Yes.
Give me the
no,
other
no,
one.
No, you use your last letter with H.
Dancing. What?
You're close.
Dancing swing.
Come on.
Dancing shop? Dancing. Dude, I'm struggling.
Come on.
Help me out. Dancing.
You were close before.
I don't know what I'm close to. Dancing. What's it related to? Dancing.
You can take a 15-second, like, bad hit if you give up.
Dancing. SH, right?
Mm-hmm. You can take a 10-second bonus for another letter.
Another letter.
O.
Dancing show.
You're close.
Dancing shown. Dancing shows.
Oh, you're so close.
Dancing showy. Dancing show. What?
You're so close.
Give me another letter.
E.
Dancing shoes. Frick! Yeah.
Dancing shoes.
That's so dumb.
So 3 minutes, 49 seconds plus an extra 20 seconds. So
that is bad. Holy crap.
409. That was rough.
Wow.
Okay.
today.
Wow. Well, the good news is I can sit here and listen to Max struggle through it as well.
Yes, you can. Okay, let me go get him.
Wait, don't show him the time.
Yeah, no, I'm going to scroll up, and I'll just work my way down.
All right.
Okay, let me grab him. All right, Max. You don't get to see the time of how long it took him, so that you're not thrown off by it.
Okay. I was timing it out there.
You were? Well, you didn't.
That's true. He could have figured that out.
Okay. Rules are,
okay,
if you get five letters, you can say, hey, give me a letter. Okay? You get five of those for the whole thing.
Okay, so you're just giving me a word.
Uh-huh. There's the first word, and then the next word has a letter and then a line under it for the rest of the word.
Okay.
So you can just see the first letter.
So you can see about how long it is.
Yeah, and it'll tell you, like, it'll give you more or less how long it is based on how long that line is, okay?
Okay.
And it'll just go down and they connect. So each word connects to the next one on its own, right? If you get stuck after you use all five letters and you get stuck, you can ask for another letter. It just costs you a 10-second delay added to your time.
Okay. Can I ask if he used all his letters?
Yes, he used all his letters.
Ooh. Any delays? Or
Lincoln, you added? Can tell you any can tell adage? Him if you did add it or not.
Two
added ones.
Okay. It's going to be tough because I know Lincoln's a word guy.
He is a word guy.
I am a Wordle guy, that's for sure. Speaking of which, Jeff, I got the Wordle in 3 today.
Oh, I need to do it. I did not do it. Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Feel good?
Give it
to you. Once we scroll, you'll see it. 3, 2, 1, go.
Christmas tree.
Correct.
Tree house.
Correct.
House flat. House. Fine. House fire?
Correct.
Fire. Truck.
Correct.
Truck. Truck sign.
No.
Trucks.
Remember, you have 5 free letters, so.
Oh.
If you get stuck.
Truck stop.
Correct.
Stop and go. Stop sign.
Correct.
Sign up.
Correct.
Up. Down.
No.
Up. Letter.
D.
Up. Up dog. Up dog.
Correct.
Up. Oh, yeah. Dog. Pet. Dog. Park.
Correct.
Park. Park. Band. Slide. Park. letter.
E.
Park bench.
Correct.
Bench press.
Correct.
Press down?
Correct.
Okay. Down and discuss. Down and dirty.
Correct. You still have 3 more letters to use.
Dirty dancing?
Correct.
Dancing stars. Dancing steps. Dancing song.
You have letters.
Dancing shoes.
Correct.
He destroyed me. Good job.
Well, that's it.
That was unreal. You ended at 153.
Well done.
Want to see Lincoln's time? He technically ended at 349, but he had 2 bonuses. He got stuck on fire for a little bit. He got stuck on bench.
Stuck on house fire. Like, I didn't see that one. And then dancing shoes were the 2 that I got stuck on.
He gave him an I and an R. And he was still like, and then he got shoes. He was stuck on this for over a minute on shoes. He was like, shush.
I just watched Dancing with the Stars for the first time, so
nice.
I had that in the back.
All right, good job.
Okay, well, what I can do is, if you want, Lincoln, depends on you, I do have a bonus mini round, a smaller version of this, and if your time difference is enough between you two on that one, then you can, we can just add up whoever had the best total time between both rounds. Do you want to do that?
Nice. I'm out of here.
Okay, you're gonna do it? Okay, go away. Okay.
All right, here we go.
So 150. All right, so you got 153. Let's see. Okay. All right. This rules. This one's... Here, close your eyes for a second. I just need to look. Okay, this one's a lot shorter. You only get two free letters on this one.
Okay.
Okay, only two free letters. Same rules apply. Okay, you ready?
Hit me.
Go.
Iron Man.
Yes.
Man. Oh, what the heck? Man. Letter.
C.
Man. Science?
No.
Scale?
No.
Man. What on earth? Man's. Scape.
Correct.
Scapegoat.
Correct.
Goat cheese.
Correct.
Cheese slicer.
No.
Cheese sauce.
No.
Cheese. Slice.
No.
Oh, no. Cheese saucer. Cheese letter.
T.
Cheese. Stone? Store?
Mm-mm.
Cheese.
Come on.
Letter.
E. Those are both your letters.
Cheese. What on earth? Cheese steak.
Correct.
Son of a gun. Steak. Steak. Steakhouse.
Correct.
House. Fire. House. Arrest.
Correct.
Arrest warrant.
Correct.
Gosh dang.
Okay. 119. Let's text Lincoln.
Oh, I got stuck on cheese.
You did.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
Okay.
I'm guessing right, that his combined time is still less than my current time.
Okay, rules apply. I can't confirm or deny what you just asked.
That's okay. I'm just going to go as fast as I can.
This one's a lot shorter. It's not as many words, but you only get two freebie letters on this one.
Okay,
this one's a lot shorter, okay?
Yep.
Right, let me get the time reset. Are you ready?
Yep.
Time starts now.
Iron Man. Man. Blaine. Give me a letter.
C.
Manscape.
Correct.
Scapegoat.
Correct.
Goat cheese.
Correct.
Cheese sauce.
No.
Cheese. Give me a letter.
T.
Cheese stick?
No.
Cheese. What? Max, is this so obvious?
That's T. He struggled on this one.
Cheese store.
No.
Cheese stick. Cheese no. Straw. Cheese. Yep, failed. Give me a letter.
No. Oh. E.
Cheese.
S-T-E.
What?
Yeah.
S-T-E. Is this a word?
Yes, it's a word. You're going to feel dumb when you don't get it. Come on.
Cheese steak.
Yes.
Steak house.
Correct.
House. Wow. What? I have no idea. And I've already lost, haven't I?
I'm not going to say. Come on, you got two more words. Let's go.
House animal?
And these two words are related that you have left.
Obviously, they're all related, Jeff. That's the whole point of this thing.
But very related.
House awning. I don't know.
Come on.
Give me a letter.
Okay, 10-second runoff. R.
House arrest.
Correct.
Arrest warrant.
Correct. Good job.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, time was...
Nice.
154 plus a 10-second runoff, so 204.
I think okay. I had two 10-second runoffs.
You have four letters?
Yeah.
I think so.
214. Okay, you're at 214. Max, what was your time?
I don't remember.
119.
Something. Clearly he terrible.
He uses both his letters on cheesesteak and then did the rest without a letter.
Nice. Yeah. Good job, Max. Congratulations.
Wow.
All right, do we want one more quick segment before we jump into the draft?
What are we at for time?
We're good on time.
Okay.
You're going to work as a team to get the top 10 basketball players of all time via the top 10s.
Via the top 10s?
Via the top 10s, yep. So you have three lives to get, between the two of you, all 10.
Okay. Well, just update. This is how much I have left after I poured the last cup, so I got to drink that and then the rest of this.
That's not bad.
You have to drink that one from the bottle, though.
Should I drink this right now or just end it from the bottle?
Well, actually, you need to empty out Max's baby bottle and then drink from it.
You saw that?
I did.
Wait, you mean this one?
Yep.
I thought it was my bottle.
Oh, crap. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So I will tell you where the players are slotted. Again, this is not my list.
Okay.
Max, go first. Top 10 basketball players of all time.
And he's going to help you with it.
Michael Jordan.
In the one.
My turn?
Yep.
LeBron.
In the three. You guys are working as a team. You have three lives as a team.
Okay. Three lives. I'll be sure about these.
Do we discuss first?
You can. I mean, you can rattle off the obvious ones. LeBron is in the three.
Okay. Kobe. Bryant.
In the five.
Okay.
Kareem? You think Kareem?
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure.
Kareem.
In the four. Very good.
So, we're still missing three?
We still don't have two.
You're missing two and then six or ten.
Wait, LeBron's at three?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
Who'd
gosh.
Who'd they put there? Okay. Magic?
Yeah, they put Magic or...
Steph? Is Steph there now?
No, Steph's not there.
I'll say Magic.
Yeah.
Magic.
Magic in the two. Very good.
Okay. Wow.
I think that's a travesty.
That's the worst list I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Larry?
No.
Wilt?
No.
Hakeem?
No. Timmy?
I would put Timmy there.
Shaq should be in there, I think.
Shaq should be in there, but I don't know if he would be.
Timmy Duncan.
Too.
Let's collectively, I'd be okay if that's an X because he's worth.
At least we. He's worth. At least pick. We shouted him.
Yeah, Tim Duncan.
First life lost. Not on the list.
Okay, I hate this list.
Yeah, this list is.
When was
quite
this
silly.
List created?
I don't know. Recently, okay. Within the last 6 months.
Give me what we have.
You have 1 through 5. You have 6 through 10 remaining.
Oh, 6 through 10.
Okay.
Yep. And I will give you 2 hints when you ask for them. But you'll probably want to save it for the last one.
Be on there.
You think Wilt's on there?
I mean, not to get political, I wouldn't put him in there because of the league at the time.
The people
but
I'm thinking of are like borderline. Like Steph's borderline, like 10 or 11 right now with his championships.
Yeah, but this list already seems weird.
Oscar Robertson? Oscar Robertson, maybe?
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell's. Bill Russell.
Bill Russell.
In the 8. Very good.
Yeah, it had to be.
And Wilt's better.
Wilt.
So.
Go with Wilt.
You're next.
Oh, Wilt Chamberlain.
In the 6. Very good.
So 6 and 8 are gone?
Yep. You have 7, 9, and 10. And you only have one life
these,
lost.
These suck. Okay.
I have 2 hints that are very good hints for you. When you want them.
Three players.
You've said all three of these names. That's your first hint.
Is what?
You have said all three of these names already.
Oh,
okay. Hakeem is one.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no!
Shoot. Okay, Steph is
yeah.
one.
It's Steph or...
So we have one life left?
You have one life left, and you have 3 names to get.
Holy. I don't want to lose on Steph if he's not number 10.
Okay.
Who have we said? We said Steph? We said...
Hakeem's the only one that we said it's not. Did we say Larry Bird yet?
Yes, we did say Larry Bird. No, we said Larry Bird, but we didn't guess it for him.
He's on there.
I don't think so. You want to lose on Larry?
I think he's on
Larry there. Legend.
Okay, you take the call.
Parks and Rec.
Okay, do we think there's one?
You think Steph or Larry's
better?
Higher?
No, that's actually an Office reference.
I think
Larry Legend. Yeah.
Steph?
I think they're both on there.
Do you want your second hint?
There's a lot of old players on there.
Second hint.
Your second hint is none of these players are active.
Oh, these suck. These are bad hints.
So no Steph.
That's not a bad hint. That's a great hint.
That only knocks out one player for us.
You've said three different names.
We've said the names.
You've said all three of these remaining names.
So Larry is one.
Just go with it.
Larry Bird.
Number 7. Good job.
Where's it? 7? All time? Yep. Travesty list.
That's why, Jeff, this is the whole point of why I brought this list as a segment, because it is very...
The two you said weren't on the list, Hakeem and Duncan?
Yes.
Okay. So can you list off the people we have right now?
MJ, Magic, LeBron, Kareem, Kobe, Wilt, Larry Bird, and Bill Russell.
Okay.
And now you have 9 and 10 remaining. And I'll give you one more hint if you can get one of these. Yeah, I'll give you a hint on the other one.
Okay.
And you said we've said the last two names.
Correct.
Already.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what we said.
I didn't say David Robinson.
No.
Did I say Oscar Robertson?
You did.
Oscar Robertson
in the 10. Well done.
We did say Oscar Robertson, and that is. I mean, I get it. He's right on the cusp.
So I was going to give you the hint that I was going to give you was like Russell Westbrook.
Oh.
Which would have been an obvious giveaway. You got number 9 left.
And we get an extra hint since we got it?
Sure.
The mini hint, right? That you said?
Yes. You've said this person's name, obviously, already.
Mm-hmm. They're not active.
They're not active. And they're one of the biggest NBA personalities.
Shaq.
Did we not say Shaq? Wait, we didn't put Shaq yet?
No.
It's Shaq.
It's Shaq.
It's Shaquille O'Neal. Very good.
I thought we had Shaq already. Why didn't I think of that? Even when he read it, I just like...
I respect the list a little more with Shaq on it.
Yeah, I should have thought he was at the 8 or 9.
Well, you two are both winners, so I hope you are quite proud of yourselves.
With only 3 hints.
Yeah. Still, a very interesting name. So I bet both of, or
Magic,
all three.
Magic, where would you put Magic? If you actually were making this list.
I don't even know if I would have him in there.
Would he make like 7th or 8th?
He'd be like 8.
Because I think he's top 3 in what he did to change the game. But as far as actual accolades, I just can't put him at a 2. That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Also, AIDS.
It would be 8 through 10.
What?
It's an AIDS-free list.
So dark.
Oh, man. All right, should we get into the draft?
I'm literally feeling like I'm going to throw up. Oh, this hurts.
Oh, man. Okay. You boys ready?
Due to my diaphragm.
Okay. All right.
Draft.
Our draft tonight is... Breakfast meals. Boop, 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 boop. Switch Wait, up on you guys.
You switch it up, you.
I'm switching it up so on bad. You boys.
I was ready.
We were ready. That was so a great many, draft so idea.
It is a decent draft idea, but also not very competitive, whereas I feel like this is going to be a little bit more competitive, which I think is going to be more fun tonight.
Okay.
So initially I told the guys that we were going to do things that you want to be famous for, but we're changing it to breakfast meals.
Meals.
Yes.
Full shebang. The whole...
How do you define
well,
that?
Well, okay. I guess it's like... Maybe we should... Like, okay. For instance... It's going to get drafted, so I'm not afraid of saying it. But like, cereal. Like, milk and cereal is a meal not or milk, a thing.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
But if I were to say...
Or should like, we do? Or should we do breakfast items?
I did like entree items or something.
Yeah, because if we were to say like bacon, eggs, and pancakes, I mean that's
breakfast entrees is a much better list name. So I like that. Max, per tradition, as the guest on the episode, you get to choose the draft order. Who's in the 1, 2, and 3? Jeff, those chips are making me wish that I had chips in front of me to eat right now?
Let's go Jeff first, then me.
Wow. Okay.
Then Lincoln.
I wish I wasn't first kind of right now.
I'm in the best spot.
What'd you say? You're at the third?
Put me at the two.
Okay, yeah, I like the two spot for this list. It's pretty good.
Because you can kind of see what you're going to go for, and you're, all right, I don't want to lose this. But there's just, it's so wide open because there are some.
Okay, yeah. So say again. It's got to be a
breakfast entrees. Breakfast
item or like a, yeah, okay, item. Entree. Good.
Yeah.
Are these only home-cooked versions or like any type of version that you can get like store-bought or restaurant-bought or something?
I'm going to say we keep it to just like a typical realm, right? Yeah, like not, item. We're not trying to get like super abstract with
no,
but like a breakfast.
But if the version
is something that you can make or you can order, like it's not going to be, oh, this is just very specific to only this little niche, tiny little thing.
Yeah, no.
Something you can order at most places. Sure.
You'll understand what I mean. It'll get picked, but I'm just, that's I'm wondering about that.
All right, Jeffrey, give it to us.
Having the one is really rough on this. I'm going to go, because there's three different directions I could go.
I think there's like three clear first round picks.
Very, very clear.
Yep.
But I'm going to go with, you know what? It's so versatile and there's so many types, and that is cereal.
Okay.
Wow.
There's so many types of cereal, and I can eat cereal for dessert too, but
absolutely deserving of being the one spot.
There's so many versions and brands that I can switch it up at any point for anything I'm feeling. I can go sweeter, I can go more grainy.
That's true.
It's not just one type, like cereal is so versatile.
You could even add berries onto the top of it.
I could.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can experiment with different liquids.
Strawberry milk.
Don't say different liquids.
Orange juice.
Breast milk.
Sprite.
Bottoms up.
Breast milk.
Ask him, you did that this morning.
I told you not to tell anyone.
Kelsey's going to be mad when she sees it. If she sees this.
If she sees
it. She'll fall asleep before she makes it to the end.
If is good.
If is good.
Name the movie.
That's Hercules.
Hercules, very good.
If is good.
All right, Max, you're up.
The one with Dwayne, The Rock Johnson in it.
No, not Hercules.
Not that Hercules.
Just kidding. Okay, also going for versatility, also going for just classic. It's just good all the time, every way you have it. Eggs. Eggs are a beautiful thing. I will always love eggs.
How do you prefer your eggs?
Yeah.
My favorite egg?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite
breakfast egg.
Honestly.
You go scrambled, you sunny side up, you poached.
Honestly, because it's so good by itself, and I like it this way on breakfast sandwiches, sunny side up.
Over easy or over medium?
I like it a little jammy. I like it runny.
Yeah, I'm an over easy kind of guy. Over also, easy. Eggs on a burger? Come on. All day.
Oh,
let's go.
Give me that yolk.
I mean, hot.
All right. Well, you guys let my number one fall to me. Very happy about it.
Really? Yeah. If you had bacon jam.
Egg on a burger turns it more into a breakfast sandwich for me.
Unless you have a goji burger.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Not breakfast.
Agree to disagree. I agree with you, Lincoln.
Damn.
Give me some spice with it and some of the egg. Yeah, absolutely.
Breakfast burrito?
Okay, my number one item is a breakfast burrito, hands down.
That's great. That's fair.
Love breakfast burritos.
Really versatile. Like, lots of things you can do with it. Lots of different types of ingredients for that.
And yeah. It has my ingredient in it. So
correct. But you just took your ingredient plane or your entree plane, your item plane, Plain Jane.
Yeah.
Now here, I don't know where to go with my next pick because I don't know where you two are both going to go with four picks before I get to go again, right? So I got to kind of cover my assets here.
Whoa.
And I'm just going to go with bacon.
Just plain old crispy bacon.
Just bacon.
How crispy do you like your bacon?
I like to hear it oinking. You know what I mean?
Oh, you want that nice fatty flop?
Chewy. I like to hear it sizzle.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
I'm hearing it sizzle.
I will say, this challenge was much easier than the cheesecake, Jeff.
I ate pizza.
What?
This challenge was much easier than the cheesecake.
Don't breathe near me. Oh.
This is horrible.
All right, Max, you're back up.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't take this. Legendary American breakfast. Biscuits and gravy.
Whoa. Nice.
Yeah.
Biscuits and gravy?
Oh, I would take biscuits and gravy over most breakfast items.
Wow. So, legitimately, that was going to be one of my dark horse picks, like, 4-5 round. Very happy to see it get the respect it deserves here. Well done. You're talking about white gravy, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm not a freak, so.
Yeah, okay. Just want to make sure, you know?
I'm not an animal.
But you are a manimal.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to speed. Mammary. I'm speeding. Whoa.
What?
I'm going to speed this right up and go right into French toast.
Nice.
Because I love French toast.
So glad that French toast was taken before pancakes and waffles.
Oh, really?
Thank you,
good?
Jeff.
Well done.
Thank
French
you.
Toast is better to me than a lot of breakfast items.
Ceiling is so high. Yeah. And the floor is high, too.
True. It's hard to have a bad French toast when it's just made. When you just have it.
You're like, the French toast is a very...
Is that what you say is just in my country, just regular toast?
Toast.
Okay. And you take the eggs and you put it on the toast and then you dip it in the eggs with the cinnamon and the vanilla and then it becomes French toast.
And the butter sugar. Yes, butter sugar.
How many women do you see making French toast?
Only me.
Do you know why that is?
Ratatouille, that's really good.
Very good.
It's the only French movie worth watching.
Yeah.
Wait. Whoa.
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 No shit.
Do you have French listeners?
Wow.
Yeah, we got a couple.
Oof.
No chocolate.
That's my bad.
Okay. Next up on my list is controversial.
Don't take it.
Controversial. Actually, it's not what everyone thinks they're going to take. Because of the two breakfast sandwiches that they offer, this one is by far superior for those who have good taste.
Oh.
But it is a very classic. But that is the McGriddle.
McGriddle.
Very
nice.
Good pick.
Egg McMuffin is right there with me. And someone's probably going to take it, which I was talking about earlier with my specifics. But a McGriddle, the way that is just the best. I am all about the sweets, and it is top tier.
McGriddles.
I do make my own homemade McMuffins, and they're so good.
I mean, yes, homemade McMuffins are always gonna be better, but fantastic.
But yeah, if you're gonna go, the McGriddle's probably better than the McMuffin
in
that store.
Incredible.
All right, Max, you're up.
You're up the continent.
All right. Along the same lines, because the place that sells the McGriddle also sells the best version of this, and I stand by that. The Humble Hash Brown.
Stared gummit.
And I don't care what anyone says, the best hash brown on this good planet is the McDonald's hash brown.
It really is.
I don't want to admit that, but it is. Also, I'm really ticked because that was literally, I thought it fell to me. I thought I was going to get it.
No, sir.
Wow.
All right, fine. Well, then I'm gonna stay true to my heart, and I'm gonna go with cinnamon rolls.
Oh,
that it's hard to feel like that's a breakfast, but it technically is.
It is.
It feels wrong.
It is.
It is.
And I like that America, not just America, actually
accepts it.
Have used breakfast as an excuse to just eat more dessert.
I mean,
would you like the cinnamon roll with the icing on the top with more sugar on top?
I could eat a cinnamon roll as big as my face, if you know what I mean.
Dude, that's some big buns.
You know I love me some sticky, gooey cinnamon buns.
Stop. Stop.
Like the ones when you pull it from the center and it just oozes.
Accordion.
Just oozes with cinnamon gooiness.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not entirely sure where I want to go here, because I probably have like three or four options in my mind, and I'm okay with taking them at the five spot as well, but I don't know what's deserving of being at the four. You know what I mean? So to kind of be, I mean, I really wanted hash browns. Hash browns and cinnamon rolls would have made my list perfect, so I'm really upset about that, just being honest here. Sure. So instead, I'm going to go with the breakfast taco as well. I'm covering it up. I'm taking the breakfast taco.
Honestly, that's an insane pick.
Yeah, I would never have put this in any of our top fives. Breakfast taco?
Since you already have breakfast burrito?
Yeah. I mean,
basically a closed taco.
I think you just took the L right there.
Nah. Not with the cinnamon roll, not with bacon. For those that are on the breakfast taco gang, like, what's that gas station all over Houston? Is it Stripes that does like the $2 for $4 breakfast tacos, and they're just these monstrous tacos?
I actually don't know. I've never had those. I should try that.
Walmart. I think it's at Stripes.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. Stripes.
They're really good.
I know that Bill Miller does breakfast tacos, and they're good.
We used to go before playing disc golf, me, Jordan, and Michael Goodman every Saturday morning. We'd play one round, and then we'd stop and get breakfast tacos at Stripes and then go play another round. It was so much fun.
You know, you could just open your breakfast burrito.
Yep, but now you guys can't take it. You don't get into the Mexican scene like I do. So.
Oh, I can. Mm. Ask my wife.
Careful.
Careful.
Horchata in your milk?
That's some homegrown cinnamon flavor.
Yeah. Cereal and horchata.
Well, Max, where are you going?
Okay, I don't have anything sweet, and I gotta go the sweet route. And going with versatility, and just every event is made better with these early morning events. Donuts.
Yeah. You're just robbing Lincoln. That's a killer. Lincoln took the L. You got two picks robbed and a burrito and a taco. That's rough.
I should have. It wasn't even in my mind for some reason, and I'm so upset with myself.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Frick me. All right, that's Jeff, your final two picks.
Well. A lot of places I could go here, but I'm going to stick with a carb heavy, and that's going to be a good old Belgian waffle.
Ooh.
Give me that Belgian waffle, the thick, the doughy, that holds Belgian? Its form a little bit better when it's crispy.
Is that right?
What'd you just call me?
The Belgian waffle, as we say in France.
Thick and doughy. Americans are thick and doughy.
Oh, did you not know what they look like?
No, I just wanted to know if I spelled Belgian right. It looked weird.
Look at those. That's decadent.
Missed me on those, man.
These could just be French waffles.
French toast, French waffles.
I'm all about the difference. Wembanyama has influenced my life so much.
And so has Detective Hercule.
Yeah. And the hamburger.
And the pink bouncer.
The pink bouncer. Okay, last pick.
Starring Jason Statham.
And Beyonce.
Where's my... Okay.
That's the movie that made me want to play soccer.
Oh, dude. For real, though, they make it look so sick.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
All right.
The fact that movie's actually semi-decent.
It's great. My daughter's enjoyed it, actually.
Last pick. Again, we've got quite a bit still on the go here. But this is... I want to stick to more breakfast-heavy foods. And I guess no other is going to be the pancake.
Wow.
Pander.
French toast, waffles, and pancakes.
Pander pick.
Do you see how much I weigh?
And make,
look at me.
And
pander pick.
Just more pancakes.
Dude. And cereal's just carb. I have no...
And cereal's just small, crunchy pancakes.
Yeah, if I got the cinnamon toast crunch.
Oh, yeah.
The taste you can see.
And the snack that smiles back.
Did you see that Facebook reel I sent you or whatever it was? old school commercial.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I watched it. The Cocoa Puffs one.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, was like, that was real back. That was throwback.
That's fantastic. And
they're like, part of a balanced diet. I was like, shut up.
It was the Reese's Puffs.
What do you mean? Who paid you to say that?
I mean, they fooled us into thinking that breakfast was healthy. You know what I mean?
Guys, why do I feel like my team is stacked?
Because breakfast entrees are unbelievable.
Like, I may not have sides, but I've got all the heavy hitters.
I guess.
You take any one of those away, what's going to be your basic breakfast?
I mean, we all have great lists, but...
I mean, my list is better, so I mean, you can
I don't really know. I don't think your list is better.
Well, just watch my last pick, and then you'll understand.
Okay. You going with the parfait?
Parfait.
That's how I feel right now.
Now, if you've noticed, I've hit all of the major food groups in the food pyramid.
Except
for one.
Food pyramid is made up, so I don't buy that.
And what is breakfast without a nice beverage?
Chocolate milk?
Orange juice. Slot it.
Orange juice was propaganda from the government to get people to buy juice.
You gotta get that vitamin C.
Orange juice is just straight sugar without the good fiber that they want.
But it tastes good.
Orange juice was proven to be just a propaganda tool. Okay. Ask Jaden. Jaden knows.
Well, propaganda works, and it worked on me.
Yeah, it does.
Just ask the
Desperate Housewives of World War One.
Whoa!
I will.
We're bringing back the Great War.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, Max, you've inspired me. I'm gonna pivot in my direction here, and I'm gonna take something that's better than orange juice, and I'm gonna go with smoothies.
Breakfast smoothies. That's a really good pick.
That's solid, actually.
Yeah. That helped your case quite a bit to have smoothies in there on the fifth.
If I would have had donuts in the four, I would have been so much happier. But
that does do some damage or help for your taco.
Pick. Yeah. Well, don't talk about my taco.
I'm so sorry. I'll never get that again.
He has a burrito on there.
Don't clip that.
You can talk about his burrito.
Oh, yeah, you can talk about my burrito and my bacon.
And your
okay. I mean, I love my list. Burrito, bacon, cinnamon rolls, tacos, and smoothies. Like, that's what I would...
You only got two things stolen, so...
What I would prefer to eat. The only thing I'm missing is hash browns and donuts, so...
Yeah.
Biscuits and gravy is a great pick. It would have been, like, in my five slot, potentially, but... And Jeff, all of yours... are great picks, but I'm going to pass on all of them, personally.
Wow. Yeah, Mr. Health Nut over here. I'm going to have my green smoothie. What about French toast?
Dude, my smoothies aren't healthy. They're just full of fruit and orange juice mixed together.
Fruit?
They're delicious.
Orange juice is fruit.
If he wanted to, it could just be a French toast smoothie.
Yeah, I can blend it up.
Sure.
Give me that vanilla, the powdered sugar, the syrup, maple. Yeah.
I'm going to say honorable mentions. We got the parfait, or just yogurt in general.
Granola, yeah, granola and yogurt.
Fruit,
like fruit platter.
Sure. Just like a fruit, yeah.
Muffins.
I think Magic Johnson would have a fruit platter.
Muffins. Oatmeal.
Oatmeal, definitely.
Cream of wheat.
Grits. If you're a southern boy.
I don't know anybody southern who eats grits. Nobody.
Everybody in the south.
Not
eats
down here.
Grits.
Do you know anybody who eats grits here?
Yeah, I'm talking about like go North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. Everybody there eats grits.
They all have something
you know,
in common.
You know what we're missing?
What's that?
And it I mean, it's just one of the best foods on the planet, and it's just no one puts steak on there.
What?
We could have put steak
I
on
guess.
There.
Yeah, you could have done steak and eggs. I feel like that might have been a little bit of a stretch, but also it's
sure.
Okay. I like all of our picks, though. I think we hit the classics.
The classics.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. And this is also why I wanted to do this draft with three people instead of two, because this
is
such
a lot of options.
Such a deep list. So, yeah, I regret the taco pick in the four. I would have been fine with it in the five, but smoothies.
Because we made you feel horrible
for it. You regret
that
your whole plate is just a bunch of tortillas?
I don't. I love tortillas. I eat plain tortillas with some of that horchata.
Oh yeah, I should have put that on the list.
You should have taken breakfast horchata. Yeah, great list.
Omelet? I guess you can make an omelet with yours.
Omelet was on the fantastic. On the honorable mentions. Yeah,
got all the makings for
you do. An omelet. You're just missing some vegetables. Well, yeah. Before we finish, this is how much I got left. I finished off.
There's a huge puddle on the floor.
That's because I peed. Oh. I had to empty my box. So I'm gonna finish this off.
Explain my facial expressions.
Wow, he did it. Congratulations, liters, Jeffrey.
An hour and something minutes.
10 minutes.
Oh,
that's not
good
bad.
Job.
That's rough. That's can I have hurt.
Some apple sauce and yogurt?
Yes.
Okay.
That was Junie making a little guest app. Thank you for listening to the Left Hand Back End podcast. Thank you, Max, for joining us once again. How do you feel second time around? Do you feel more comfortable?
It's my pleasure. This is your third time, right?
Second.
Oh, sorry.
What?
I forgot.
Did you confuse me with your father?
No.
Or Bentley.
I thought you've been on like you surprised second time, but yeah, I guess it's Bentley that's done it a few times.
Bentley's only had 1.5 eps. He was surprised for the draft. For the Christmas movie draft.
Sprite is doing things to his head.
Wait, was ours the one with the animals, right?
Yeah, animal battle royale.
The battle royale animal one.
It's a good time. Animal style. It's a good time.
I mean,
yeah. I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, share with your grandma. Do something nice for someone. Go Chiefs. Mm. Share with your local bandwagon Chiefs fan. And no, Max, no, final no. word for us, brother.
Final word.
How's that Sprite smell?
It is better to pee in the sink than to sink in the pee.
That's beautiful.
Yep.
Lefty's out. Oh, whoops. Messed it up.